I'll turn it back. Isaiah 46, 9 through 11. I am God. There is none else. I am God. There is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning, from the ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Yea, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. Psalm 55, 11. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. It shall accomplish that which I please. It shall prosper in the thing where I sent it. Jeremiah 32, 17. Ah, Lord Yahweh, behold, you have made the heaven and earth by your great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for you. Daniel 4, 35. All the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. He does according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And no one can stay his hand or say unto him, what have you done? Matthew 28, 18. All power is given to me in heaven and in earth. Ephesians 1, 11. He works all things after the counsel of his own will. Ephesians 1, 22. Has put all things under his feet. He gave him to be the head over all things to the church. Revelation 19, 6. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. God is finite. Man is finite. God is infinite. God is therefore unable to be fully understood by you and me. Psalm 145, 3 says, great is Yahweh, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Psalm 147, 5, great is our Lord, and of great power, his understanding is infinite. Psalm 139, 6, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. 1 Corinthians 2, 11, the things of God knows no man. Romans 11, 33, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. Now, these verses don't tell us that you are futile. It's futile for you to even search for God. No, it gives to you and to me a taste of what God is really like. And it helps you and me to understand that God is far above us, and as the sovereign, he runs all things, and you and I, though we don't understand what he is doing at times, should never question and say, God, I don't think what you're doing is right. So returning to our text, Romans chapter 9, we find that verse 6 introduces the problem the Jewish mind would have regarding the gospel's exclusion of some in Israel. Verse 6, beginning of the verse, not as though the word of God is taken out. So the first part of the verse takes the argument back to Scripture. This isn't Paul's theory. He's looking at Scripture. Logically, the doubt would mention that if God adopted the nation, gave them his covenants, his laws, temples, promises, then doesn't the exclusion of some Jews change what God had originally done and thereby show that God's word is faith? And Paul says, no. The Scripture hasn't failed. Matter of fact, it says otherwise. The Word of God has not failed. His Old Testament promises have not come to nothing. So the first part of verse 6 sets the tone for the rest of this section, from verses 6 through 13, posing a thought and immediately denying it. Has God's Word failed? No. The reason that he asks this is because the promises made to Israel have not come to pass. Everything that God had promised to them sounded wonderful, just like chapter 8 sounds so good to us. You know, we would love to hold on to all of those wonderful promises in chapter 8, and if God said, no, I'm not giving them to you, we'd say, wait a minute. this is a matter of faith. If you have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are children in the line of Abraham, the line of the promise made to Abraham. You are children of the promise, just like Isaac was. It is by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ that we get this way. Go back again to chapter 3. Chapter 3 will end with this verse right here. This passage, Galatians 3, beginning at verse 26. For you are all the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. For as many of you as been baptized into Christ and put on Christ, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female. You are all one in Christ Jesus, and if you be Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. The whole thing is God way back there with Abraham saying, I will give you a son, and that physical son was a picture, a representation of what God was doing of his children